Welcome to Shomach Shava and Adaf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Pevov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph continues what the Mishnah says, that Pehe Amud Beis, that anything that's connected to the carbon, if it's still connected to it, it goes to the Mizbech. If it got disconnected, then you do not put a Mizbech. So things like the horns, like the bones, like the hooves, if they're connected to the carbon, they go on the Mizbech, and if not, then that's the Shita of Rebbe. The Tiferes Shlomo in Miradomsk speaks about this concept in a few places in his Torah. And he says the idea that from here you see that anyone who's connected to a tzaddik, connected to someone who is holy, who's higher, so then even if he himself is not perfect, he still has a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to elevate himself. I'll bring a few of the places where he says it. One place is in Parsha Tzav, in the Pasuk that says, Kol Zocher B'bnei Aaron Yochleno. And the Hemshech of the Pasuk is, Kol Sheyigabe Migdosh. So Rashi says, anything that touches the Kodesh becomes part of the Kodesh. So he says, here is again, the Rem is, someone who's connected to Kodesh becomes Kodesh. And he adds on this Pasuk, the Gemara in Pesachim says, from here you learn the idea of Tam Kiikar, which means, what gives a person the taste and time and Torah and mitzvahs, as he's connected to Hayat Tzadikim. He brings that big Choshev Rav from Chayko Hamdoiro, who was very big, who was Oitzik and Torah mitzvahs, but he only got the taste and in the Geshmakait in the what he was doing when he was connecting to the Magid and Mezrich. And Parshas Emor, he brings, the Pasuk says, Emor al Koyanim ni Aaron, Rashi says, Lahazir hagdoilim alaktanim, which the simple understanding means the Kohanim and Gdoilim were responsible for the children. Says the Tiferes Shlomo, there's a remez over here of the mindless atzadikim and dibuk hachachom yosher bador, that the ketanim grow together with the gdoilim. And he says this is a story the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world to tell us that anybody who connected to a tzadik has an aliyah through the tzadik. And he says that's the remez brought down the pasuk that Yosef told his brothers, don't see me without your brother. I mean, don't come and just leave your brother behind. If you elevate yourself, you have to bring with you your brother, the brother who is not such a big tzaddik, the brother who needs help. Your tzaddikim, bring with you everybody who is not part, who doesn't have the tzidkus to be part of you, to be elevated with you. And in Parshas Pinchas, he brings what we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. On the Gemara says that from Gimel, that Pigo Noisa Vatomis Shehelon Gehem Mizbeach, Poka Yisur Mehem, you put on the Mizbeach, so the Yisur leaves them. And here the Gemara says, you want to tell me the Mizbeach is a Mikveh Tairo? And the Gemara says, Shemoshla Behem Mahur, the fire of the Mizbeach where he consumed these Psulim. So there he says that Tzadik is considered to be a Mizbeach, Chazal and Sefer HaZoya, to call the Mizbeach a real, and Tzadikim are called a real. And you may let anyone who connects to the Tzadik is elevated with the Tzadik. So anyone who goes to Mizbeach, connects that tzaddik, is elevated with him, even though he's not perfect, but connected to someone with a tzaddik, brings in that aliyah. Just to add to this nekudo, is what the Agra de Kala, the Baal HaBnei Yisoschar, brings, on the Hemshech of Ardaf, when the Mishnah says, that anything that goes into a Kli Kodesh becomes Kodesh. So he says, but the rule in all these things is, that it has to be something which is royal gabi HaMizbeach. Mekachim is a roi lehem. It has to be roi. It has to fit. So he says, the Gabi Klei Sharis, he says, you should know that sometimes there is a neshama of a goy. The one that connects to a Yisrael, it becomes a Jew. He says, that's the remez to all these nitzoytzes neshamas that really have connection to Yiddishkeit. But they need to have the right Klei. So they go into the Klei and they become Kodesh. And the opposite is, you have some Yidin, they're really Erev Rav, they're not really Yidin. So they're not royal lambs. It doesn't matter that they're in a goof of a Yid right now, but they don't become Kaddish because it's only Mekaddish as a royal lamb. So putting together the Agra de Kala with the Tiferes Shlomo, it comes out that there is a way for a person to be able to be Miskaddish when he connects to something which is holier. But it needs to be royal, it needs to be somewhat shaykh to it. It can't be completely disconnected. Can't become completely something else. If he has any sheiches to Torah and mitzvahs, any sheiches to avoido, but he's not perfect, so then by connecting to something higher, he's able to elevate himself. Anyone who wants to join or respond to the Shomach Shava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.